resolution with this.
Item 2, a resolution by Supervisor Jurczyk endorsing the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission's 2035 Regional Housing Plan for Southeastern Wisconsin.
Supervisor Johnson.
Madam Chair, I move approval of this resolution.
And did you want to?
And I'd like to be added as co-sponsor.
Supervisor Johnson asked for unanimous consent to be added as a co-sponsor of the UNRS. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to thank the staff for putting in the work of getting this report done. Very thick report that still sits on my desk as I go through it. But the information of what our community is going through when it comes to affordable housing is a very important issue, and especially looking at those staggering figures, 36% of the population in a position where they're paying more for housing than they should, not by choice. Mm-hmm. So a lot of insightful information, and I really hope that we as a community work with those other municipalities and governments to move forward making housing more affordable. So please add me as a co-sponsor, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Bowen asked you unanimous consent to be added as a co-sponsor. Any other supervisors? Just sponsors first, and then we'll get to the questions. All right. Supervisor Mayo and then Supervisor Schmidt.
Mr. Younger, have any other of the seven or six municipalities already put a resolution forth? Or Milwaukee County is the first one coming forward with this resolution?
Walworth County has adopted or has endorsed the plan recommendations. Racine County endorsed the plan recommendations as well.
And the Kenosha Committee.
And a committee of the Kenosha County Board has endorsed it, but it has not gone in front of the full county board yet.
What about Waukesha, Racine, and Ozaukee?
Waukesha and Washington will take it up, but I think they're planning to do it later in the year. And in Ozaukee County, it was rejected. We're working on trying to turn that around.
Yeah.
What about Sheboygan?
Washington and Waukesha. Again, Washington and Waukesha are supposed to take it up later in the year. They're doing it with some other changes to their comprehensive plan that they're considering, so it's on that schedule. It's not unusual for counties or communities to put that off for that. But Ozaukee County, as I said, did reject it, I think, on a 8-18 vote or something like that.
Also, have Washington and Waukesha County, have they normally endorsed this or have they normally rejected?
Well, this is the first time we've done a regional housing plan since the 1970s. When we did that original plan in the 70s, it was funded by federal housing and urban development funding. They had funding for regional efforts such as that. That funding was eliminated in about 1980, 1981. We had been asking the U.S. Department of Transportation to use their funding so we could update our housing plan, and the consistent answer we had received was no. Until late in the 2000s, where they said, we said, well, it's a refinement of our regional land use plan, you know, and they relented and said, yeah, you could use your housing funding to do that, or your transportation funding to do it. So it's been a long time since we've had a similar recommendation like that before those counties.
Can you just, once they go in front of their respective bodies, just inform this committee of what the decision is. And the reason why I'm saying that, Milwaukee County has always been a leader in fair housing mm-hmm. and trying to bring everyone else. But no one else wants to step up to the plate. Mm-hmm. We're consistently saying, yes, we want fair housing, we want transportation, we want equal jobs for everyone else, housing so they can find a job. Everybody else got to step up to the plate. Sure. Milwaukee cannot be on the island by himself.
Sure. And we'll give you an update then of after each of the seven counties has considered it. It probably won't be until early next year. And then as well, any endorsements that we've received from individual communities, too.
All right, appreciate it. And denials.
And denials, yes, both.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Mell. Those are good questions. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I mean, all of us, I'm certainly on that same wavelength, too. I mean, you know, you do these very valuable studies, and I will always be indebted, I guess, to Sewer PAC when I think back on the watershed and the need for water retention, Milwaukee County, and everything else coming through, and no one else wants to do it, no governments want to spend any money. I mean, you're the ones who have to come to the fore. So I guess we're all maybe, I think, in the same area here. We don't want to see a report just kind of sit there. And because you do all this work. And I do notice that, of course, all the seven counties are represented on your executive committee. I did see Ozaukee County, the representative there. So they're all aware of what's going on. I guess my practical question would be, because I'm interested in, I mean, for this to work, we need cooperation with the other communities besides Milwaukee County, as we all realize. I mean, we have, I guess, the greatest needs. But I would think, am I practical in saying that these other communities need jobs as well? Are there movements that you see in these studies where businesses have some opportunities, and won't they be pushing and say, you know, we need to get people to these jobs? Is there any link there that you see that you will push the legislature, for example? We will need your support, I think, to see this plan go. You know, the governor and the legislative branch didn't pass at this time, so I guess I'm looking at crystal ball. A practical answer, is there a good argument to be made to these other counties? I mean, I think of Waukesha being key all the time, of course. Ozaukee, I'm not quite sure, but I'm not familiar with their business climate there, I guess. But and then, you know, that question, please. And then secondarily, you know, the ramifications of the chances of this becoming reality in the next budget for the governor and our legislature. And I'd be done. Thank you.
Sure.
Mr. Yonker.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, supervisor, I'll try and answer all those if I can, and if I miss one, just redirect me. You know, I think with regard to Ozaukee County and their interest, we have a number of communities that have job centers, relatively large job centers, from Mequon to the Cedarburg-Grafton area, and others. So, now, those recommendations are principally directed there to the local governments, that not necessarily at the county level, but the municipal governments, the cities and villages that have sanitary sewer, water, have zoning, and encouraging them to say, you need to have housing that's affordable, some housing that's affordable to your workforce. If you're not going to have that, you need to connect to transit. Now, I would note, in the Commission's long-range plans, we long recommended that transit service should connect Milwaukee and Ozaukee County. Back in, I believe it was the 90s, I'm not going to recall exactly when, we did a short-range plan for Ozaukee County looking at the institution of transit service that would connect Ozaukee County and Milwaukee County and provide for both a traditional commute from Ozaukee County residents into Milwaukee and the reverse commute from Milwaukee County residents to Ozaukee County jobs. Ozaukee County acted to implement that service. And I would say among those who were present at that county board meeting encouraging that were employers from Ozaukee County that said, we need that implemented so it gets labor force to our jobs. Now, I will say Washington County implemented the same thing. Now, with the latest downturn in the economy in the 2000s, jobs were reduced, shifts were cut, and while Ozaukee County still has reverse commute transit service, Washington County does not. But part of that is what's been happening with the economy. I think if the economy picks up, you'll turn back to have that pressure. And I think, too, what this plan is kind of an advance recommendation to communities saying, you better be looking at workforce, affordable housing to your workforce, because this is an issue that will be important in the future of this region, you know, but we recognize that, and, you know, as we've presented this, we recognize that this isn't an easy issue with communities. A number of years ago, there was a local community in southeastern Wisconsin that was doing a strategic planning session before the comprehensive plan was being developed. They invited a group of people to come in and talk about issues they ought to consider. Before I mentioned housing, a representative from the Metropolitan Builders Association said, hey, you've got a big, one of the region's biggest, one of the state's biggest industrial parks in your community. But you don't have modest multifamily. You have multifamily housing, but it's all very high end. You don't have modest multifamily, and you got a lot of jobs that pay at that end. You don't have modest single family housing where someone could have a quarter acre lot and a 12 or 1400 square foot home. And there's a market for that. And before that, you know, as soon as that Builders Association said it, and I made the comment that we're starting a housing plan and that's a specific issue that we're identifying, the school superintendent stood up and said, hey, wait a second. We fund our schools entirely with the property tax. If you expect me to provide quality schools, if you expect us to fund those schools, I want $350,000 per housing unit when it's built in our community. Okay? Those are two things, and that has to be addressed. It is a recommendation in the study, and probably, I don't know if it was on the list we had up there, Nancy, in the summary, but that's a key recommendation, a recommendation to the governor and the legislature, say you got to look at that issue, because communities are pushing in that way, but it's not going to provide affordable housing, which we need to grow jobs.
Mm-hmm. Supervisor Smith, are you finished?
Thank
Supervisor Rain.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Yonker, you mentioned earlier that the last study that was conducted took place in the 70s. How close are we or how far off are we from satisfying those benchmarks or recommendations that was made in that study?
Many of the same, a number of the same recommendations were made there. In fact, the one about property tax, saying look out what communities are doing because they're so largely dependent on that, and that's warping the decisions they're making about housing, that recommendation was in the study. Some, but not much.
All right, if the committee would permit me to just ask one question from the chair. I'm looking at your appendix, which includes the New Berlin, City of New Berlin lawsuit, and I note the party that brought that to court was a developer. Mm-hmm. Is that the only enforcement mechanism available for getting recommendations accomplished under your study? I understand SewerPAC, you know, does not do that, but are there any other enforcement mechanisms besides having private parties proceed?
Go ahead and answer. Nancy?
Currently, the appealing, taking a action to court is the only enforcement action. We did have in our preliminary recommendations, we had proposed some state legislation that would have provided for an appeals body to avoid having to go through the court legal process, but the advisory committee felt, it was after this New Berlin decision, they felt that it worked here, the current process is acceptable, so let's remove that preliminary recommendation from the plan.
And that would have been a recommendation to the state to create that appeals body. And it was debated relatively extensively by the committee as to whether it was essential and whether it might just string out time anyway, that then whatever decision was made by the appeals body would go to court.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that information. All right, we do have a resolution with the sponsors, Jurcik, Johnson, Bowen, before the committee. There are no other questions or comments. We'll have Madam Clerk call the roll. Madam Clerk?
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you very much. Mr. Younger and staff. We always appreciate your thoroughness. All right, Madam Clerk, please call item 3.